And it's time for the last, possibly longest, questionnaire of the evening. This one is Petals for Questions Prepared for Pondering. That's terrible alliteration. One, what does your recording editing setup look like? I record on my phone, transfer it onto my laptop, and upload it straight to Soundgasm. Occasionally, I will listen back and edit in Audacity if I know either I've had an email notification, something's gone bing, or something stupid's happened. Yeah, mostly it's phone and straight to upload. Two, where do you typically record and in what positions do you situate yourself in? This is an unusual one for me today because I'm actually at home with no one else in the house and I'm sat on the settee with my phone on the arm. Normally I work away during the week, so to fill the time sat in a hotel room, I will record audios. Generally, I'm either lied down on the bed with my phone and laptop on the bedside table next to me, or I'm sat up on the edge of the bed, more facing my laptop. Three, were you nervous to begin uploading your voice to GWA? Why or why not? I don't think I was. The first thing I recorded was one of the romantic scripts. I really enjoyed recording it, and I was happy to post that straight up. The only one I was a little bit nervous and unsure of posting was my first Ramble Fap. Because, it's kind of a personal thing, isn't it? I've never publicly shown off my orgasms to anybody. So yeah, that was kind of something new and interesting. I didn't know what would happen. There was the slight worry of what would happen if somebody I knew heard it. Do I really want my mates to listen to me fucking jacking off? But at the end of the day, I thought, fuck it. It'll either work or it won't. Four, what advice would you give someone who is new and perhaps nervous as well to the erotic audio game? What do you suggest they do to calm the nerves? And what are the words of encouragement you would give to them? Probably not the best advice, but the animal patented stress relief is to have a Lemsip and a wank. That always calms you down. But seriously, if you're going to be recording a script, then I would copy and paste it into a text editor first, read through it, and edit it so that it fits with your style of speaking. I find, because I've got a strong Northern British accent, most of the scripts are written kind of American, and they just feel really false when I'm trying to read them out. And it'll cause me to either stutter, fluff lines, or just sound really unnatural. So yeah, edit the script so that it suits your dialect and your way of speaking. And as for nerves, I don't know, just fucking jump in. I think I saw a comment on a thread the other day. It was like, if you treat it like dipping your toe into a pool, then it's never going to be at the right temperature. You're never going to be comfortable with it. If you're just fucking leaping feet first, the shock's over in a second and you've to start swimming. It seems to be a friendly place. I've had some very nice experiences, some lovely messages. And it gives you a really warm, happy feeling to know people are enjoying the stuff you do. So just fucking record and post and see what happens. 5. What is an audio on GWA that you would love to hear but hasn't happened yet? Or done how you would have preferred for it to have been done? I've not heard or not found yet a female-for-male audio of a woman coming backstage at a gig and finding the band. Preferably the drummer. Preferably the drum tech. Hint. Drum techs don't get enough love. But yeah, something. Yeah, groupies. Give me groupies. Lost again. Ugh. Come on, eyes. 6. You're fuming with anger towards your partner and suddenly in the middle of venting, they kiss you. What are your feelings? Kind of depends on the argument, really. If it's a full-blown, you've just run over my dog in your car fucking argument, then kissing me isn't really going to make me feel much better. But if it's just your normal run-of-the-mill fucking stupid argument, then a kiss will probably calm me down quite quickly. Seven. What is a paraphilia or fetish you just don't understand or see any appeal to whatsoever? What is the reason for your answer? Scat. Don't see any appeal for being shit on or eating poo. Just no. Water sports I'm fine with. I'm quite a lover of water sports. That doesn't bother me. But the other end, nah, that's just dirty and smelly. 8. What are some minuscule, passive, nearly insignificant actions that someone can do that would make you nearly come right then and there? Biting the lower lip's always hot. Kind of a hard one to answer, I don't know. I think different people can make certain mannerisms more attractive just by dint of who they are. So, yeah, hard one to answer for me, that one. 9. Name the most significant point on your sex bucket list. Like, just think of something sexual you totally have to do before you kick the bucket and describe it as vividly as you possibly can. I didn't really read these questions and prepare answers, so... I kind of want to have a go in a sex swing. They look like fun. I don't know if I could physically be able to do it. I can't think of anything particular. I've kind of done most of the things I'm interested in. And a few that I'm not interested in, but you don't know till you try, do you? Next. 10. If you choose to remain anonymous on GWA, is that because you're more worried about people in real life finding out about your profile, or people on the internet finding you in real life? If you do not choose to remain anonymous, why is that? I kind of don't mind. I mean, I'm not purposely advertising the fact that I'm doing this. Part of me does want to tell somebody. Not know if anybody I knew actually found this. It wouldn't bother me. I expect there are some people in the company that I work for would take a dim view of this. But what I do in my private time is my private time. And again, the other side is general internet safety. You don't want to advertise blatantly who you are. 11. What was your high school, secondary school experience like? Kind of dull. I was short and fat. I was the nerdy metalhead. Didn't particularly have many friends. I was in most of the top classes at school. I had a couple of close friends at school who I always hung about with, but for the most part, I sort of kept out of the way and just muddled through. How would you best describe your life, personality and mindset at that time? Shy, really. 12. How much have you changed since your 18th birthday, for fuck's sake? What are some words of wisdom you will give to the new adults of the subreddit and world, for that matter? Fucking hell, it's been a long time since I were 18. I've changed a fucking hell of a lot. I've got fatter, for a start. I've got more tattoos. I'm pierced. I've recovered from a fucking horrific bike accident that happened when I was 21. And I'm currently doing shit that the 18-year-old me would shit his pants at. I'm working with some of my childhood heroes and the bands I grew up listening to. And I fucking love it. What are some words of wisdom you will give to the new adults? Fucking hell. Shit's not important. Fucking stop arguing on Facebook and fucking go out and live your life. There's a whole fucking world of experience out there. Don't give a shit what somebody's going to post online. Don't give a shit what people might say. You get one shot at this life. Fucking do whatever you think will be fun. Do what will make you happy. Fucking do what will make you sad. Just fucking do everything you can. There's no point getting to the end of your life and going, fuck, why didn't I do that? I'd much rather get to the end of my life and go, fuck, why did I do that? That was stupid. But at least I've done it and I've learnt. Why do I keep losing my place? 13. What's your favourite scent? Do you associate it with anything in particular? Does it conjure any sort of nostalgia? If you have a story, please feel free to share it. My favourite scent is two-stroke motorcycle oil. Because I'm an old biker who fucking loves two-stroke motorcycles. If if I, the smell of Castrol Art and two stroke takes me back to, well, the bikes I had as a kid, my first road bike, and watching bikes racing. It's a happy smell. Name a turn off, perhaps the smallest, most bearable turn off of the extensive list you've got, and then name an absolute deal breaker that would cause you to never consider a relationship with said person despite how attractive. Turn offs, possibly feet. I'm not over keen on feet. What else? Absolute deal breaker, probably bad breath. Oh. I've got a mate that I go to concerts with, and he's got the worst fucking breath. And because we're always in fucking noisy places, he has to put his face right next to mine to fucking talk to me, and it's horrible. It's rank. I couldn't imagine kissing anything that smelt like that. Fifteen, you are granted the opportunity to have the most tingly, intense, hair-raising, toe-curling, multiple screaming orgasms, to put it simply, the best sex of your life, with one celebrity of your choice. Who the fuck would that be, and why the fuck would that be? How do you imagine them to be in bed? I don't... When you say the word celebrity, you automatically think fucking movie and TV, and I don't pay much attention to any of them. But one kind of famous person, I would say Flora Jansson from fucking Nightwish. She's just fucking gorgeous. I met her the other year briefly at one of the festivals, and she's stunning and so sweet in real life. She's a strong Scandinavian woman. I expect she would be dominant in bed and just fuck the living shit out of you. God, that would be fun. 16. If you enjoy the word daddy being used in a sexual manner, what is it about that that makes your genitals feel like they're on fire? If you don't enjoy the word being used, what is a word you would like being called, or like calling others, that you really love, and why do you love it? Don't particularly like being called daddy. I don't really have DDLG fantasies. I don't know. I like either being called by my name or as animal. I think babe's probably my favourite word to call somebody else. Seventeen. Are you more confident, bold, or shy, nervous in your audios than you are in real life? Or are you about the same? Which character-based audio of yours would you consider most representative of yourself? I'm probably shyer in real life. I'm kind of one of those weird introverted extroverts. I'm terrible at small talk. I'm particularly nervous if I'm having to talk to pretty ladies. But But if you get me talking about music or something that I'm passionate about, then I will happily talk. I'll happily tell you tales of my life. But yeah, I'm generally shy. So, which character best audio? Well, I'm kind of me in all my audios. I don't do characters. The one that's particularly most real, most me is the late night cuddle sex, because that was recorded the night I got home from a gig. And if I'd have had a partner in bed, that is exactly what would have happened. I literally just recorded me. So, yeah, when you listen to the audios, you're pretty much hearing me. Sometimes speaking other people's words, but it's me. And 18. A spell is cast upon you by a sadistic, sexy witch, where you must choose between the following: have an intense, sporadic, 10-minute orgasm every hour. It'll happen sometime between the beginning of the current hour and the clock striking the next hour. That isn't to say you'll get an hour break between each orgasm. One orgasm might happen at 10 to 2, and the other might happen at 2. Also, you may not have sex or masturbate. Bloody hell. The spell-casted orgasm is the only pleasure you receive. Or have your genitals stimulated once for no longer than a minute every 365 days and have an incredibly weak orgasm. Which would you choose, but why? I would choose to have my genitals stimulated once for no longer than a minute, once every year. Because, quite honestly, I've got shit to do and fucking spaffing into me trousers every fucking hour for 10 minutes would not let me get shit done. And it would also cost me a fortune in trousers. I'd have to, like, put it in a bag or something. Yeah, definitely one that I've had times when I've gone longer than a year without fucking sex, so yeah, I can probably cope with that. And that, my dear listeners, is me. I've answered three questionnaires for you tonight and said lots of random shit. And sorry, I'm currently stretching. Oh, because I've been sat here for quite a while now. So I think it's time to make a brew, roll a cheeky one, and say good night. Good night, babes.